Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, classes at Garissa University in Kenya resumed. 9 months ago, Al-Shabaab terrorists attacked the campus with one purpose, to kill Christians, says David Curry of Open Doors USA. It's not the first attack on Christians in that area, and it won't be the last. There are 13 churches in Garissa, and they're under a lot of pressure every day. The good news is, they're not giving up. Open Doors supports churches under fire. Details are at missionnews.org. And it's National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. Bethany Christian Services' Brian DeVos says it's all around us. And kids are the most vulnerable. The numbers get grimmer as families break down further. But Bethany's counteracting trafficking by getting in front of the problem and building families up in Christ's love. Look for ways that you can help at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. I'm Ruth Kramer.